President Emmanuel Macron of France made two controversial appointments to his cabinet this week. One is a critic of the Me Too movement. The other is under investigation for rape and sexual assault. Rebecca Rossman reports from Paris.
Elodie Thoyon-Ibon was working at her desk late Monday evening when she got an unexpected text from a friend.
Oh my God, I was so shocked. I thought, impossible.
But the radio news confirmed that Gérald Darmanin had just been appointed France's interior minister. He is under investigation for rape and sexual assault. Thoyon-Ibon represents the woman making the accusation. Darmanin acknowledges having a sexual relationship with his accuser in 2009, but insists it was consensual.
Pour revenir à Gérald Darmanin,
France's new prime minister, Jean Castex, said he took total responsibility for the appointment, saying in France, everyone is entitled to the presumption of innocence. Thoyon-Ibon says Castex and President Macron have missed the bigger picture.
He's maybe innocent under the law, but the law does not say that man has to become Minister of the Police.
Darmanin's new job puts him in charge of the people investigating him.
Pas de justice, à la justice.
Thousands joined protests about the nomination, as well as the appointment of an outspoken critic of the Me Too movement, Éric Dupond-Moretti, as the new Justice Minister. Caroline Das is a leading feminist activist and founder of the women's rights group New Tut. She says both appointments are examples of Macron's disregard for the women's movement, despite him declaring gender equality and ending sexual violence as priorities of his presidential term.
Emmanuel Macron, he doesn't care about our problem about the violence against women, so we will do the job ourselves.
Das says she doesn't expect either minister to resign. But things might be changing in France, says Lenaïque Bredou of the French investigative website Mediapart. She cites the case of French politician and former IMF head Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who was accused of assaulting a maid in a New York City hotel room.
In 2011, you see reactions from politicians, from journalists, from public figures in France saying that the rape accusations were false, that it was maybe the wish of a woman to get well-known, etc., etc., etc.
The public is changing its attitude, Bredou says, but the government is still trying to catch up. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.